Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden will wrap up his three-day visit to Ireland with a Friday night speech in Ballina, home of his paternal ancestors on the west coast of Ireland. On Thursday, Biden became the fourth American leader after John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton to address a joint sitting session of the Irish Parliament.
This is one of the great honors of my career, to be here today. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. You have no idea what this, my greatest regret, I'm going to sound like a kid, but my mom's not here to hear it.
Highlighting Ireland's support in defending Ukraine from Russia's aggression, Biden noted how the country stood proudly with the United States and partners around the world, providing humanitarian support, welcoming nearly 80,000 Ukrainian refugees following Russia's invasion. North Korean state media early Friday released new images of the country's latest missile launch, calling it a solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. If confirmed, would give Pyongyang the ability to conduct quicker and more unpredictable launches that target the United States. The official Korean Central News Agency said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un oversaw Thursday's missile launch, which it said will dramatically improve the country's strategic deterrence and nuclear counterattack posture. The White House said tests needlessly raises tensions and risks destabilizing the security situation in the region. The United States and its allies expect North Korea to continue conducting major weapons tests in the coming weeks. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, and the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Sudan's military has warned about potential clashes with the country's powerful paramilitary force, which it said deployed troops in the capital and other cities. The military said on Thursday that the buildup of the rapid support force in Khartoum, Sudan's capital, and elsewhere in the country has come without approval or coordination with the armed forces leadership. Tensions between the army and the paramilitary have escalated in recent months over the issue of how the RSF would be integrated into the military. A pipe layer from the U.S. state of Michigan was sentenced to 3 years in prison for assaulting a police officer during the Capitol riot. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Prosecutors say Logan Barnhart grabbed an officer by the neck and torso and grabbed him into the crowd of rioters and later returned to a police line and swung a flagpole at officers. Video was shown in court. Barnhart said he didn't recognize himself. The way he was acting seemed foreign to him. Judge Rudolph Contreras says Barnhart ran to the fight, and everybody who directly and brazenly attacks police is inherently dangerous to the public. Barnhart wrote an apology letter addressed to an officer he assaulted, saying he was ashamed of his behavior, adding, "I hope one day we can all put aside our petty differences that seem to be tearing our beautiful country apart." Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump answered questions for some 7 hours in a New York fraud case. We get more on that story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Former President Donald Trump has visited the offices of New York's Attorney General for his second deposition in a legal battle over his company's business practices, answering questions for around 7 hours. In his first deposition, Trump refused to answer questions, invoking the Fifth Amendment. The Republican met Thursday with lawyers from the Attorney General's office who sued Trump last year, claiming that Trump misled banks and others about the value of his assets. He denies that. This lawsuit is not related to his historic arraignment last week in another case. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
French President Emmanuel Macron has stunned allies by saying that Europe must reduce its dependency on the United States and avoid getting dragged into a confrontation between China and the U.S. over Taiwan, a position experts say is calibrated to persuade China to mediate the ongoing crisis in Ukraine. At a news conference during a state visit in the Netherlands, Macron emphasized that France's position on Taiwan has not changed and Paris favors the status quo for the island. The One China policy of the U.S. differs from the One China principle, which in China's view that it has sovereignty over the mainland, Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.